It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The presidential debate that took place last night might never have happened just a few campaigns ago. There would have been no channel to carry it, and fewer candidates might have been willing to show up. But last night, nearly all the Democratic candidates appeared in the first forum on gay rights shown live on television. It was sponsored by a group called the Human Rights Campaign. It was carried on the Logo cable channel, which caters to a gay audience. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
For this audience, the heroes of the evening were the long shots, former Senator Mike Gravel and Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who was asked this question by panelist Jonathan Capehart, an editorial writer for The Washington Post.
You're seemingly for everything the gay community wants. I took a look at your questionnaire. Support, 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 support. Is there anything the LGBT community wants that you're against? There's got to be some.
The laughs of approval came from the 200 gay rights activists in the studio audience. And Kucinich and Gravel had a big advantage with them because they're the only candidates who believe that gay and lesbian couples should have the right to marry. Former Senator John Edwards, Senator Hillary Clinton, and New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson weren't willing to go that far. Neither was Senator Barack Obama.
I am a strong supporter, not of a weak version of civil unions, but of a strong version.
Panelist Joe Solmanes, president of the Human Rights Campaign, asked Obama, "Isn't that separate but equal?" Moderator Margaret Carlson, a columnist for Bloomberg News, put the question this way.
You got to get married and I got to be married, but Joe doesn't get to be married. And that really does mean that it's a lesser thing.
Well, you know, as I've proposed it, it wouldn't be a lesser thing, from my perspective.
The candidates appeared one at a time, and the issue of same-sex marriage dominated the event, perhaps because on other issues there was virtually unanimous agreement. Repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy that prevents gays and lesbians from serving openly in the military? Definitely. Include gays, lesbians, and transgendered people in hate crimes laws? Of course. And protect gays, lesbians, and transgendered people from discrimination in jobs and housing? Absolutely. Hillary Clinton promised a change not just in the policies of the Bush administration, but in attitude she said they'd inspired.
It was pointing fingers. It was demeaning. It was degrading. It was mean-spirited. That will end. That is over. When we began to...
The only candidate who may have done himself some damage with gay viewers was Bill Richardson, with his answer to this question from panelist and rock star Melissa Etheridge.
Do you think homosexuality is a choice or is it biological?
It's a choice. It's...
I don't know if you understand the question.
This is an important issue to gays and lesbians who believe that calling homosexuality a choice has been used to argue for discrimination and to promote programs that claim to offer cures. Richardson didn't seem to know that.
I don't like to, answer definitions like that perhaps are grounded in science or something else that I don't understand.
In fact, Richardson's campaign quickly sent out a clarification last night saying that the candidate did not believe homosexuality was a choice and touting his record on gay rights issues. But when all was said and done, Jeffrey Prang, Mayor Pro Tem of West Hollywood, thought the very fact of last night's forum represented real progress.
It's extremely disappointing to gay and lesbian people that they're not there with us on the issue of marriage equality. But when you think about it, they really are there on virtually everything else. That's the last thing. And, years ago, we were just hoping that they'd show up at the Pride Parade.
Democrats do seem to be marching down the same road as the gay community, for the most part. And apparently, they have that road to themselves. The leading Republican candidates were also invited to take part in this forum. All of them declined. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.